You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So with the Climate Commission putting out some recommendations last week, a number of groups have put out their thoughts about the recommendations and how we should be approaching them. One of the groups that has been advocating for change for a number of years now is School Strikes for Climate, which have held a number of events this year already and held a few through last year, mostly virtual due to COVID-19. To understand where School Strikes for Climate is going this year, I talked to Ethan Real, one of their national representatives, and I started off by asking what their plans are for this year, and here is that little chat now.
Yeah, so you would have seen, I think it was the 26th of January, we had our 100 Days for Action rally outside of Parliament, and that was sort of, you know, a message to the public and to the government that 2021 is a year for change, and it's a year where we're going to be building on that momentum, given the position that we hold as a nation and how privileged we are to hold that. So you'll see quite a few actions regionally happen across the country, but we will definitely be holding our big strike that you would have seen in 2019 that we weren't able to hold last year due to COVID, but we will be holding it this year, and we're hoping to get a good response and signal that clear message to the government that action needs to be made this year rather than the year to come.
And are there any issues that are placed as a top priority?
Yeah. So obviously the Climate Change Commission's report came out earlier in the week, and our message and our top priority is that the government, you know, takes that on board and has that at the top of their agenda this year. Many have called that this report doesn't signal the true realities of the climate crisis that face. But we think that any progressive action that is able to be made now will set us up on a far more sustainable pathway than we're currently on. And this report also doesn't stop or push the government to do anything. It is just advice. So in the meantime, while that report is being finalised and consulted, the government needs to be rolling out more action. So that's sort of what we'll be pushing them to do over the coming few weeks and months. But in terms of policy, we do want to see a major cut in agricultural emissions, focusing on the agricultural sector. We know that this crisis isn't a finger-pointing at one industry situation, so it needs to be a fair response with fair policy. Not only do we want to look at the agricultural sector, but looking at public transport. We know that it isn't as affordable as it should be, and this is what's really pushing people to be hopping in their cars and driving to work. So if we can make it more affordable and appealing for the public, we'll be seeing more of them hop onto public transport and saving their emissions.
Okay, and with the strikes and different events that you're going to be putting on this year, how has COVID-19 influenced how you were going about these?
You would have seen for 100 days, it was health and safety of the public was our number one priority before anything else. So we will be taking on the government's most up-to-date and the Ministry of Health's most up-to-date guidelines and restrictions. So if it does come to the point where we do have to reconsider delaying or cancelling our strike, that will be a decision that is made. It won't be made lightly, but again, health and safety will be number one priority. But while we are able to hold those strikes, while we are able to demand action so freely, we will be taking advantage of that. We're in a very, very privileged position as a nation right now. All we need to do is look over at Australia and see the tumble that they're falling into. So we definitely want to be using this wisely and taking on and demanding as much action as we can while we are able to.
Okay, and is there anything from 2020 that School Strikes for Climate has learned that sort of influenced how you guys are now campaigning this year?
Yeah, social media was a big factor, as I'm sure you can guess. It's been quite a lot of questions have been asked around that. But I guess more, not only our generation, but sort of an intergenerational move was put towards social media. You know, we saw older generations adapting to social media as they had to for work or to connect with their friends and family. And from that, we were able to gain quite a good advantage because, you know, the movement is quite widespread across the nation. It isn't just an issue that's distilled down to one generation, but it's now intergenerational. And I think social media has a huge factor to that. So we were able to learn how to campaign using social media. So, for instance, we had an online strike where we called for the people of Aotearoa to head to the end of their driveways and take a photo or video of them holding a placard, sending a message to the government what they want to see from them. So going into 2021 and the years to come, social media will be a huge factor and a huge campaigning strategy for us, and to getting as many people involved and putting as much momentum and much pressure on the government.
Okay, now, are there any particular areas of the country where you're wanting to try and increase the number of people campaigning and protesting? Because, I mean, as we've seen in the past, there's been a lot of people in Auckland and Wellington as our main centres. Are there any other places where you're going to try and focus even more this year?
Yeah, well, I think, in general, we want to be focusing on our cities. You know, that's where we're going to have the most impact and the most turnout in terms of population. But I think, you know, climate change affects every region and every part of the country. We need to be focusing on our communities, because at the end of the day, it is the communities and it is the local communities that are able to make the most sustainable change and systemic change as well. So being able to focus on even the smaller regions and the smaller towns. I'm currently based down in Oamaru, so having a population of, I think, only 30,000, definitely putting a really big pressure on getting as many people turning up to strikes and rallies, but also educating local communities on how they can be helping us be part of the movement is really valuable. And eventually we'll see a big sort of turn and a systemic sort of movement and transition into putting more pressure on the government. But I think at the end of the day, we do want to be focusing on cities like Christchurch, Auckland, Wellington. Again, Wellington, obviously, it's the centre of politics, the centre of change, having the Beehive there. But also making sure that we're focusing on putting pressure on our local MPs and where they're based, and making sure that we're getting the message across to every single MP, all 120 of them, so they're all able to take our demands and our thoughts and our opinions back to Parliament when it resumes.
That was Ethan Reel from School Strike for Climate about their plans this year to hold a number of strikes going throughout the country, asking for more action from the government around climate change.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.